So welcome to this meditation session. And we're continuing with the 7 a.m. themes of mindfulness of breathing. And there's many ways in which the breathing is quite a central aspect to human life, not just because it allows us to breathe air and exhale, but also because it's deeply connected to so many different aspects of our psychology and our active life and emotional life. It also is a kind of a microcosm of other aspects of our lives. And it's a microcosm of taking in things and then letting them go. So with breathing in, we're taking in, bringing in, acquiring oxygen, air. And when we get to the top of the inhale, if we were greedy and wanted to hold on to what we'd acquired, we wouldn't be able to exhale enough to breathe in fresh air. And we'd probably die. That what, in order to breathe properly, we have to let go of, exhale what we have taken in. And in letting go, fully letting go of the air that is in the lungs, then the lungs are ready to receive something new, new air. The capacity to let go is the same capacity that allows us to step into something new, to allow something new to happen. And so with every exhale, there is a kind of a letting go that happens, a giving away, so that we're ready to receive something fresh. And it's not just air, but it's possible to use the exhale, the letting go of exhale, to a reminder to also let go of other things that are not needed, to let go of other attachments, to let go of our thoughts, to let go of our wishes and desires for things to be different than they are. Just to keep letting go of all that's extra, all that's not needed in the simplicity of the moment while we're meditating. And the gift of doing that is that then we're ready and available for the new, what comes new, what arises. And as we go deeper and deeper into the present moment, more and more fully here in the present moment, we'll discover that in some ways the present moment experience, the direct experience of this life, the river of life, things are constantly arising, becoming, and disappearing, going. It's in constant, meaning that things, sometimes the same things reappear, but there is a profound aspect of that everything fades away and everything rearises, and this coming and going of phenomena is where freedom can be found. And the coming and going of breathing can represent that and guide us and support us to come into this deeper connection to life where we don't hold on to anything. We allow things to arise and allows things to pass, and we get the gift of freedom, the gift of being fresh and ready for whatever comes next. So to do this sitting now, to take a meditative or contemplative posture, a posture that represents for you a capacity for stability. Maybe even a capacity for some modicum of inner strength to be present for your experience, to be here. A a kind of presence, a kind of stability or centeredness, where it's more difficult to be a victim of circumstances. That we're able to just stay present without getting caught and reactive to things. Just here. And to take a few moments to gently, maybe lovingly, take some long, deep breaths. The life-nurturing air comes in to support us. And as you breathe in deeply, to feel your body from the inside and let the expansion of the chest, the torso, the rib cage be a reminder to be here and this time. And then as you exhale, to let go, to relax, and relax into your body, into the stability that might be here, even if it's very slight. Maybe even letting go into some inner strength of presence, of attention here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And to do the scan through your body to see then where on the exhale you can relax further. Perhaps the muscles of the face. Around the eyes and the temple. Maybe there's even a relaxation that can happen around the scalp. And then down around the neck and the shoulders. Then further down, maybe in the chest, the area around your heart as you exhale, to soften and relax. The diaphragm, the belly, the hands, releasing any tightness in the hands, perhaps softening any gripping in the thighs, and globally throughout the body. Perhaps relaxing any way in which you're bracing yourself against life, against anything. And breathing normally. As you exhale, perhaps you can either let go of your thoughts And in doing so, letting go into the quietness of awareness of breathing. Or as you exhale, maybe you can let your thinking become quieter, slower. Thinking in ways that are connected to this contemplative practice we're doing. Letting go of thinking about other things and other places and times. Every time you exhale, even if it's just a diminishment of quieting of those things. Letting go as you exhale, and then being ready for the inhale to arise. Every time you exhale, when you let go or release your thinking, you'll also be letting go of the concerns you have, the desires, the aversions, whatever is extra, whatever is beyond, just simply being present. Let go of that concern. Each time you exhale, let go. Letting go with the exhale, so you're ready for the inhale. Letting go of your thoughts and concerns, so attention is ready to see what else arises. And whatever arises, let it go. Allow it to go its way. The essential thing to let go of is any ways in which we're holding on to things in the mind, wishing for things, wanting something, picking up, getting involved with thoughts, concerns. Every time you exhale, let go of wanting. Let go of not wanting. Let go of wanting things to be different. Letting go of wanting things to be not any different. Allow each exhale be a time to let go of something, so that you're ready, fresh, new, available, empty, for something to arise with the inhale. And at the end of the inhale, let go of that too. Generally, anytime we feel stressed, the stress is also a symptom of some kind of holding or resistance, some kind of wanting or not wanting. For the last couple of minutes here, can you take the chance, take the risk of letting go thoroughly so that the next moment, the next inhale, you can meet it completely fresh as a brand new arising of something? And then finally, may what we learn about letting go and thereby being available with fresh attention support us to enter the world, to let go of our bias, our prejudice, our resentments, the desires and the aversions, they get in the way of meeting people with fresh heart, with fresh eyes. No matter how long we've known someone, it's possible to meet them completely ready and fresh as if they're new, not requiring them to be what they were yesterday or before. And the gift of letting go is the gift of being able to see and receive and be present for someone freshly, newly, to see what appears now. And in that freshness, I believe there can be a profound respect, even a love and care and compassion for others, offering them the gift that they can be themselves. And then you respond accordingly in how they come. But to always begin with a fresh heart, letting go is a great gift for interpersonal life. And it's also a great gift to ourselves to be able to let go of the ideas and feelings we're holding against ourselves and to meet ourselves fresh, with a fresh heart, an open heart, for how we appear without the baggage of the past. May it be that our capacity to let go helps us to meet the world and ourselves with kind eyes, with a loving heart, a caring heart, with enhancing our capacity to live for the welfare and betterment of this world. May all beings be free of prejudice, bias. May all beings have the gift of being seen for who they are, clearly, respectfully. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful.